I'm joined by Beirut-based journalist Mitch Prothero. Mitch, there have been overnight clashes in Beirut. What's the scene?
Well, what's happened is throughout Beirut, where major Sunni and Shia neighborhoods seem to connect, gunmen have basically gone to the streets alongside demonstrators to block off neighborhoods with burning tires. In many cases, we've got snipers operating from Sunni neighborhoods, and we've had quite a few deaths and clashes that have even continued into the morning.
How are the security forces handling this?
The army right now appears to be trying to take an aggressive posture to stop things. Having said that, they're deploying through neighborhoods in central Beirut, such as Kaskas, Tariq Shadidi, and an area known as Kola Bridge. Some of these are your key sectarian fault lines in Beirut. But as it stands right now, this aggressive posture doesn't appear to be stamping out some of the more militant activity. In many cases, roads will be reopened and then closed later. It's just not clear right now if there's enough security forces in Beirut to get a handle on things.
We've had Syrian-related sectarian tensions spreading across the border before. Does this feel different? Does this feel different in scale?
Absolutely, this feels different in scale. We're used to a certain amount of sectarian tension that sort of mimics the situation in Syria popping off in the northern city of Tripoli, where, you know, for the past 30 years, there's been a great deal of tension between pro-Syrian and, anti-Syrian Sunni Muslim factions in neighborhoods like Beit Tabani and Jabal Moisin. But what we're seeing since the killing of General Wissam al-Hassan is that this has really spread to Beirut. And while it doesn't appear to be organized particularly well on the Sunni side, it's scattering all across the city and making it very difficult for security forces to sort of get a handle on it.
The French foreign minister yesterday said that the fingerprints of Syria were all over the death of Wissam al-Hassan. Is that the general feeling in Beirut?
Yes, for the most part. I mean, at this point, there hasn't been an investigation, so there isn't any hard evidence. But what we do know is that General Hassan had been engaged in a number of investigations that pointed towards Syria, both for the killing of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in 2005. He was a key investigator in that, as well as a bombing plot that involved allegedly involved a Christian minister named Michel Samaha earlier this year. He's alleged to have been bringing explosives in from Syria into Lebanon in order to continue a bombing campaign against anti-Syrian opposition people here in Lebanon. Because of this, people are having a hard time seeing any kind of other motive or any other real suspect for the killing of such a secretive man who had spent the last 6 years, you know, really investigating Syrian influence in Lebanon.
How are the opposition playing this? I noticed that former Prime Minister Saad Hariri was calling for sort of peaceful protests. What are they doing?
Well, the biggest problem at this point that the opposition faces is, at least on the Sunni Muslim side, is sort of a complete lack of leadership. There are other opposition parties among the Christians and the Druze here in Lebanon that have strong leadership. But for the most part, the Sunnis at this point lack a strong leader. Saad Hariri spends almost no time inside Lebanon. And even yesterday, with a top official, one that was very close to his family, one that most people look at, was murdered for investigating the assassination of Saad's father, he didn't return to Lebanon. So at this point, he's a voice on a television screen or over a Skype or Twitter account, and thus he's not really connecting with the Sunni street. So what we're seeing is a lot of different smaller groups starting to take action in sort of a disorganized but much more difficult way to control, because there's no one person to go to say, please calm down Sunni Muslims, please get them off the streets. There's no one person to call like you could with the Christians or Shia or Druze.
And Hezbollah, have they been silent?
Hezbollah has been very quiet on this. I think they recognize the intense danger that, you know, civil society in Beirut is in right now, and have stuck to pretty much protecting their own neighborhoods. I was speaking with Hezbollah members last night, and they said they were on full alert. They doubled their security, you know, posture, so to speak. Most of their guys had been mobilized. But remember, they also have to keep an eye on the southern border with Israel. So they brought everybody in, some to keep an eye on Beirut, others to maintain their normal security situation in the south. But as of yet, they haven't done anything aggressive outside of their neighborhoods. They're content to protect their areas of real estate right now. If they were to suddenly move out, which I have no idea whether or not they're considering doing so, that would really escalate things here in Beirut. So right now, Hezbollah has been playing it very conservative.
How do you see this playing out? What are the key things to watch for over the next couple of days?
The key things to watch for are would be the casualty count in the next couple of days. The more people that get killed in these sort of clashes, and we've got a couple this morning, although no firm figures, that's going to make it incredibly difficult for the security forces because families and tribes will start getting involved. If you kill two or three Shiite Muslims who are, let's say, going to work or something like that, as it seems like we are seeing some sectarian-style attacks at this point, their families and their tribes are going to be hyper-motivated to take revenge on whoever killed their family member. As a result, the influence of the parties at that point will start to wane a little bit, and it'll be harder to tell a family not to go take revenge for the death of their family member. The same thing goes for the Sunnis. The more people that get killed on their side of things, particularly with the lack of strong central Sunni leadership at this point, it really could turn into kind of a messy problem in the sense that, again, different families will be going out on different agendas, you know, and start a cycle that could be very difficult to get back under control. So I'd say the security forces really have until this evening to get this over with a minimum of casualties, or else we could see sort of an ongoing situation.
Okay, Mitch, thanks very much.
No problem at all, Matthew.